continue with Chayotim, Klal Lamed Aleph, Simen Lamed Beis. So we still have to clarify a few points over here. So the Chayotim says, in a case where it's written Kehilchoso, but you found three Teruyos. So Asad Kizbo'ach Yagiyana. There are some who say that this halacha doesn't apply in a case where we know the sefer was muga to start with. It means it had been checked after it had been written, had been checked. So we're saying that there's a reyus of the fact that we have these three mistakes here. But since we know that it was checked and it's kosher, it doesn't lose its cheskes kosheres because we found the three mistakes in it. The maisa, preferably a person in that situation is going to have to check it. Even though it has a chazakah, the three times it acts as a reyasa in the chazakah. Now this halacha of three mistakes is actually learned out from a halacha in Hilchos Bedikas Teloyim. So that when it comes to the halacha of looking for bugs in your food, in general there are three categories of foods. There are foods which are muhsik, that they're noki, that the based on standard usage, the assumption is that these are clean, the bugs do not affect this type of food. So they're muhsik, that they're noki. At the other end of the spectrum, there are foods which are muhsik, that they have tzoloim in them. They're muhsik to be menuga, that they have a nega, that they have tzoloim in them. Then there is something in the middle. So I made a rice, something which is muhsik, that is clean, without eating, without checking it. Something which is muhsik, that it has teloyim, there's going to be an issur deraisa to eat it without checking it. Then there's something which is a din d'rabbanan, which is called a mi'ir hamotzi. In general, this type of fruit does not have bugs, and therefore really going on the natural way it functions, we can assume it doesn't have bugs. So the Roif tells me there's no bugs. So in a rice, it's going to be mutter. But the Chaman came along and said, it's a mi'at hamotzi. If it does happen, even though it happens occasionally, but that occasional is a common thing, it's not an extraordinary thing, so then you have to look for it in Rabbanan. There are some differences in regards to the bidyevids. If you didn't check and it's no longer possible to check, you cooked it into something not possible to check. So there are some differences. But even a food which is considered muksuk to be naki, or a food which is considered only miyat hamatzi, if I find three times in this food that there are bugs, now we have to assume that there are bugs here. And once that's true, so now I have a chiyuv to miraisa to check for bugs. That seems to be the assumption that this is a din d'oraisa. Becomes muhsik by the fact that you found three times that there's something, there's more here. It wasn't just a mikra. And therefore, for whatever reason, this fruit specifically is problematic. Just clarify one or two points about those dinat mabedika. A fruit which you are chiyuv to check, even if you checked right over the fruit and it's clean, it does not prevent you from checking for the rest of the fruit. You have to check the whole fruit, the whole thing. On the other hand, if you did find bugs and you checked the whole thing, you can assume that you found all the bugs. So this halacha that you're mechayev dibaydik doesn't mean you can't eat it, it just means you have to dibaydik it. And if you find bugs, so you're allowed to continue eating after you've checked every single part of it in the proper way. The idea that sometimes we just check, as opposed to checking the whole thing, we just take a sample and we only check a sample, is limited to specific scenarios. It does not, something where you have a chiyuv debaydik it. So the chiyuv debaydik it requires you to debaydik the whole thing. This is something which has gimel t'uyos, you have a chiyuv debaydik the whole thing. You can't just all take a sample further and if I don't find anything else, in my sample, my random sample, so probably everything is okay. Now that it's, we have to assume that there's bugs, there's a chiyuv bedika. That chiyuv bedika is going through mechayev mitzvah bedik, all of it. Over here, my chiyuv bedika is going through mechayev mitzvah bedik, the whole sefer. That halacha that you can just take a sample applies to a case where sometimes this is clean and sometimes it's not. Either we're testing out a system which we know in general works, and we're just trying to make sure that it works in this scenario. So then random samples is sufficient. Or we have a type of a fruit, let's say, which in the winter is clean and the summer is infested, and we're not sure if this has changed its status from winter to summer. So there, random sampling would be sufficient. We're starting with something which we have assumption is okay. We just want to be mavar that that's still true. So then a random sample is sufficient. So those are the type of scenarios where I've done a system of cleaning to it, and I want to make sure that the system cleaning is worked. So then a random sample is sufficient. But in general, once you mechayev dibredik, you have to dibredik all of it. This is similar over here. Once you mechayev dibredik, you have to dibredik the whole sefer. Have a good morning.